This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, PJ.
Friday's Eve is what it is. So good morning, everybody. We're nearly at the weekend. We're nearly there. We're still kicking and moving and shaking, so we are.
7th of November, welcome along. Great to have you with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, even though it's a bit out there.
It's the first time now. It's the first day where I was in the car going, jeez, I wish I owned a pair of gloves. I wish I owned a pair of gloves.
It seems like that it's everywhere as well. Antoinette on there from Cork, she's out walking Daisy the collie, and it's Baltic.
Yeah.
And apparently, what do you call it, JP is in the kingdom. He says it's absolutely horrible. Mind you, he says it's lashing. He's going to need a boat shortly.
Yeah, I think it's coming from there though, isn't it? Aren't we going to all get lashed on today?
Yeah, I think it's
coming in
a,
from the west side.
It's going to be a wet one, all right.
I imagine it's a damp and dreary kingdom.
Yeah.
And we're getting we're all in store for it by the looks of things.
And everybody else, Jay on the Mon and Margaret in Fermoy and Greg in Ballinasloe, who's not out jogging today.
All right.
Jurassic Greg, this is, as he
Jurassic
calls himself now.
Greg, that's terrible. Yeah, yeah.
He's at work, you see, since 4:30, so he can't go out and do his jog.
4:30? What'd you be doing at 4:30, Greg?
Now, you see that? Look, now you're going to have to explain all, Greg.
Yeah, what'd you be doing at 4:30? Fair play to you. Also, jeez, Amanda doesn't stop moving. I'll give him that much.
Yeah, morning to Aaron as well, who, Aaron got a new phone and says it's a Samsung Note 10. Very smooth indeed. And he says it's always great to start the day listening to a pair of half-wits.
Well.
Because it makes him feel he's not alone.
You're not alone, Aaron. We're with you.
Yeah.
We're the holy trinity of half-wits now, the whole lot of us.
There should be a union of half-wits out there.
There should, actually.
Morning to Amanda and our sciatica. Oh, sorry, don't mention the sciatica.
Oh, sciatica. Gee, you put Amanda with sciatica. She never opens her mouth if it's not to talk about the sciatica, that one.
Trucker Liam is on the case. And actually, here's something good for you now. Look at this. Who's this from? Stephen in Walkinstown says, morning PJ and Jim. Myself and the missus went front and centre for Madhouse last night.
Oh, thank you very much.
Was top of the range. Loved every bit of it.
Thank you very much for going last night, yeah.
So where would that have been on? He's in
Walkinstown. It was in the Mill Theatre in Dundrum it was last night.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so very much appreciate you going into the show. Thank you so much, yeah.
Good stuff.
Bit of a standing ovation, if you don't mind me bragging.
Were you there? Did you go along last night?
I had to go out on the boat. I was on the way and I had to go out in the boat, so no.
You got a text saying, they're literally standing up clapping you here, PJ, while you're in the middle of the sea.
Standing O, that's all the text said. Standing O, that was it.
Standing O, that's great. Well, that's been a huge success, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. It's absolutely flying. You can't get a ticket for... Actually, there's tickets for Claire left, and that's it. All the rest are sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been flying. So thanks so much, everyone, for taking an interest and going into it. It's been... The success we never thought it would be, to be honest.
Came as a bit of not a surprise to you, but...
Big surprise, honestly.
The level of success.
It did come as a huge surprise to us. We hadn't a clue that it would take off the way it took off. A clue.
Great stuff, though.
So hardly did that to tell people it was on, and it still went, so there you go.
How long is the run left? What's left?
Oh, Jane, you're asking me questions now, and I'd be telling... I have a little picture here somewhere now.
Have a little think about us and come back to me on it.
That's not it.
While you're doing that, check out this. Jackie Mullins is in White City in Saskatchewan in Canada.
Oh, look at that.
Where it was minus 23.
Oh, wow.
And it's getting colder. Basically, her attitude is to all of us over in Ireland here, moaning about the wind and the rain and the chills. Would you ever toughen up there? Minus 23, Saskatchewan in Canada. What are you doing over there, Jackie? Yeah, holiday, isn't it?
Dogs stuck to lampposts and everything. That's crazy stuff.
She's on her way to bed.
Yeah, I suppose after midnight, isn't it?
It doesn't matter what time it is. And if it's minus 23, the only place go is bed.
Yeah, she's going to get up in April. That's when she's getting up.
Yeah.
She's going into hibernation, so she is. There'll be no shift now.
Fair play to you, Jackie. Good to have you along. Right, what is it? 13 past to 6. Texas and say what you want. Actually, it's Charlie and Spiteri's birthday today, PJ. I wasn't going to include her in the birthdays, but, I mean, since Texas are there playing in the background.
Oh, it is her birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, Charlie and Spiteri.
Jeepers.
Did we speak to her?
We did speak to her, and she was dead on.
Yeah.
She was really sound, actually, yeah. God, so what age is she then? I'll have to have a stab at it.
Wasn't going to include her because there is a good selection that'd be right up your street anyway.
I'll take a stab at 52.
Yes!
Ah! Yes, really?
He is.
Go on, Charlene Spiteri. Look at that. We're all a winner because of Texas today.
There's a bonus for you straight off the bat. And like I say, the other ones are all good for you because they're all football and music.
Oh, very good. Right, so I'm starting with one in the bag and you were going to leave it out. You sniggledy-wiggledy snake.
Oh my God almighty.
You
I can't even win with you when
sniggledy-wiggledy snake.
Right, let's start. I need to knock some of the crack out of you now because you're getting ahead of yourself. So I'm going to give you a Liverpool legend.
Oh, you fart. You're a big old fart. A sniggledy-wiggledy fart.
No, but it's a good old Liverpool legend. Because it's back in the day when there was a bit of crack to be knocked out with. John Barnes!
You're dead right, actually.
When he was going around doing rap songs and all sorts.
Remember that, yeah. Oh, I wish I knew his rap bit in the song. Would you go in for England? England!
That's right, yeah.
Singing a song. And what was his bit again? Oh, I can't remember. It's going to torture me.
And do you remember that ad? I think it was from Milk. And your man, the kid in it used to say, I want to be John Barnes.
That's right, yeah.
I know. Well, he said it in a Scouser. I want to be John Barnes.
Oh, God. He always gets, whenever there's racism incidents in football, he's always on the TV. Because he suffered terribly, really, when he was one of the original players who had the bananas thrown at him and all that rubbish.
At the start of his career, he'd have been coming into football when that was still very bad.
Jeepers. Yeah. And what a man. He really was.
And he was in Celebrity Big Brother. I don't really remember him in that.
I just remember him being a gas, an all-round gas character. Not one of the last footballers, but he was one of definitely the big characters at a time when the football was full of characters.
Yeah.
When you actually interviewed a player and got something out of them, except for, tough game, we go again. Tough game, we go again. What can you do?
Right, so John Barnes.
Disappointing to miss out on 3 points.
Jamaican born. English footballer.
John Barnes is 56.
Yes!
Oh! Yeah, what a morning this is turning out to be.
Wonderful.
What? You never said that.
Exactly, yeah. I hope Magic Mike got that on tape.
Nah.
Right, okay. One of the music ones for you today. One of your own. One of our own, I suppose. Somebody I'm sure you've encountered in your career. And we saw him together on stage at Forever Young. Limon Wainley.
Oh, yeah, mad as a brush. That's still one of the one of the most original performances I've ever seen.
Yeah.
On any gig.
Oh, unique.
He went for it with the...
He is quite a...
I was going to say the bald feet, the bare feet.
He's actually a lovely fella.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't doubt that for a second. Seems like a lovely fella. All right.
I've met him a couple of times. Obviously, I've interviewed him a couple of times. But even, he came along to... I go back to my old school the odd time and I do a bit for emceeing or whatever and do their odd talent show for
Jim,
them and all
never
that.
Forgets where he comes from.
And
Jim.
To be fair, Limon mainly rocked up as a judge one year.
That's brilliant.
And, you know, nothing in it for him. Just a load of kids.
How's it going?
To be fair, and he was asked. He said, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Grand, yeah, sure, I'm free. Yeah. I was just rocking around the house with me bald feet anyway.
Yeah. Limon Wainley,
hothouse flower himself, the hothouse flower.
Have you met him? You must have met him.
I never did.
Have you not?
No, was it him? No, I did that time at that Brian Kennedy thing where I seem to have met any singer
everybody,
I've ever met.
Yeah. Everybody
I met
there.
Him at that, yeah. He's 51.
Oh my God, I thought you were literally going to get 3 in a row.
Fart.
For a moment there, I thought we were literally going to be halfway through it and you'd already got one in the bag.
Fart.
55.
All right, okay.
55. Now, this bloke I know you've met because you told me the story, right? Because there was you, this sounds like a great joke, by the way, you, Daniel O'Donnell, and Neil Lennon
from Celtic. Neil Hannon from Divine Comedy.
Yeah, it's his birthday today.
Yeah, and what a nice fella he is.
Right. No, I've never met him.
The most normal fella you'd ever meet. And you don't expect him to be normal at all. You know
what I mean?
Yeah, because
from the outside looking in, he does seem like he's a bit strange.
Yeah, and he's got a weird accent. Yeah. And he's released full albums about cricket. Yeah, he loves... he's released a full album about the habits of dogs, which are... he said, "Thinking this fella's as mad as a brush." And then Divine Comedy's music. And I got their new album, the Office Politics one. Very, very good.
Wow.
But it's weird, man.
Yeah.
It's weird. So when you meet him,
He has had a few good tunes, though. National Express is a good tune. And
all their songs. They're one of those bands. I don't think they have a bad song. They have a weird song here and there. Yeah. But I don't think they have a bad one.
He gets credited with being a bit of a genius, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why, when you meet him, you think you're gonna, it's going to be like meeting some lord out of Downton Abbey or something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You expect him to be like stuffing a pipe with lettuce. Going, yeah. Hello. So nice to come in. Would you like some kale? Would you like some... Yeah, but he's actually just the most normal fella. Lovely, lovely fella.
So how old is he?
53.
49.
Fart off!
49. Don't worry about it. You have two in the bag and two more to go. And they are both Manchester United footballers, PJ.
Right, okay.
One of a...
There's a chance here.
One of former glory. One of current failure.
Oh, no.
Right, first up, Rio Ferdinand.
Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Oh, what a defender. What a stalwart in the...
Back in the day when they knew how to play football.
How not to let goals pass them and all. When Rio Ferdinand was just another defender on a very good team.
Yeah.
You know, and look at him now, you look back and go, how good was he? Oh my God, how good was he?
Yeah, he was, I mean, back in the day, do you remember, wasn't he a record signing for a defender?
Was he, yeah?
Yeah. But when they paid, what did they pay for him?
I don't know.
18 mil or something?
He would have got more if he didn't have those cornrows in his hair now, there's no doubt about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he was very partial to a white suit back in the day. He liked a white suit.
That whole team, like, they were really sound, and they were on the ground, they won everything and they did it all. But every time you'd see them out with their bootcut jeans and...
There was a few, yeah.
It looked like Culchie Disco. It looked like a Mullingar Disco in the middle.
I think himself and Wes Brown, I think, were quite fond of a white suit on occasion of a night out.
Yeah, they really... That was how they thought they were being flash rock stars, footballers. Yeah.
Good stuff. What would you give from now? What would he be worth now if you're paying 80 million for Harry Maguire?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Rio Ferdinand is...
47.
Oh, 41, buddy. 41.
He's not.
Still only 41.
He's younger than me.
You'd nearly roll him out again.
Yeah. Is he really younger than me?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
There you go.
Oh my God.
This is it then. This is the moment. It's all been coming down to this. I'm going to... Sure, well, do you want the dramatic music or do you want to keep rocking on?
I don't know. I'm a bit afraid. Go on with the dramatic music. If it's handy, we'll do it. Dramatic music.
You know, a bit of dramatic music every so often, especially for this. This is what it's come down to now. Right,
go on. Let's do this then.
Two in the bag. One more. To complete your trio. And it is current Manchester United goalkeeper David De Gea.
Oh, it's De Gea.
Look, I see an air of confidence rising within you, PJ.
Right, yeah, which is more than he has.
Yeah, well, to be fair, look what's in front of him.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know, I will say.
Mind you, look what's in front of you.
I will, yeah, well, I have a better view, to be honest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. David De Gea, I'd rather look at my baldy head than he would the defenders in front of him.
Don't you slag your head. It's as every bit as gorgeous as Liam O'Whaley's baldy feet.
This is it. 4-3 correct birthdays and yet another day off in the bag.
You see, this is impossible because he's either very late 20s or very early 30s. That's where he is. He's around there.
You're in the right neck of the woods. Here we go. David De Gea, Manchester United and Spanish goalkeeper.
I'm going to say...
Is...
He's 28. I'm going to go for 28. I'm probably going to regret this, but I'm going to say he's 28 years old.
Okay, you're pinning your colours to 28.
He's still in the prime, right? He's got it, yeah. And the other fella, I think, is a little older. Your man who's actually good, but we don't give him any credit.
Who's that? Romero, Sergio
Romero.
Romero. Okay, yeah.
He's very, very good. In fact, he might even be better, but he's not allowed to be. he hasn't let in nearly... Every time he plays a cracker. Every time the game plays, we always go, he's off form. He hasn't been on form for 2 years, but still he's the number one. So I'm going to say the number one is 28 years of age.
David De Gea. Is.
Oh my God. This is why he likes the dramatic bed. So he can just drag the living life out of me.
29.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah. When you were floating around the late, you know, and you mentioned early 30s, I thought he's going to go for 29. And you went for 28.
Crap, anyway.
Having literally started with two straight off the bat.
What are you? Casper Schmeichel's much better.
Great, thanks, Tara. 6:34. God, that's not a pretty picture you were painting there.
No,
really not.
Oh, I tell you got all sorts in there. You got wind and rain and cold and blooming everything you
can. The only thing you don't have is sleet and snow.
Yeah, you're giving it to us like there's got to be snot and all falling out of the sky.
It kind of feels that way. But before I even saw the weather forecast this morning, myself and Mike came in and we both kind of agreed, oh, it's one of those days. Yeah. It's dark, it's miserable, it's wet, it's horrible. And that was before we'd even read the weather
forecast.
I'll
tell you, this dark stuff is really getting to me. I mean, I'm not even talking when it's night time. I'm talking about in the day.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's a pain
in
the face. Well, I hate that.
I walked into my house yesterday afternoon, mid-morning, because I took a few hours off because I had the young fella with me and I had to go home. I couldn't leave him running around the office very much longer. But I walked into the house and at like, 11 in the morning, I had to turn on the lights downstairs.
That freaks me out. Turn the lights on during the day. I hate having to do that.
I hate having to pay the utility bill at the end of the month.
Well,
I tell you, I walked in, honest to God, I swear to God, I had to turn the heat on again.
Unreal. Still think that's one of your best tweets ever.
Yeah.
Have turned the heating on. Raging.
I was raging. You know, there's a permanent duvet on the couch. That's no way for a man to live.
Oh, great. R.E.M. Losing My Religion here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. November 7th. Good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008. Always much appreciated. What have we got? Check this out. Lads, can you give a shout out to Ray, Dave, Daryl and Riley, who are heading for a lad's relaxing break in Budapest in the morning.
Oh, very good, I don't think it's going to be as relaxing as your painting
would
be.
Just about to say, that's not even a thing. A lad's relaxing break.
Yeah.
Never, that's... When have a lad's break ever been relaxing?
It'll be the first time it's ever happened, that's for sure, yeah.
If you pull that one off, fair play to you. I've never known there to be such a thing as a lad's relaxing break.
Maybe it's the first. Do let us know how you get on. In fact, send us pictures of your stone massages and all of those things as you're doing them.
Yeah.
We'd love to see them, lads.
JP's been back on to say your attempt at the birthdays today was very similar to United. Started well and then throws it away.
Oh, get off. And I think you'll find United don't start well anymore anyway, there you go.
Yeah, no, they start badly and continue to. Yeah.
And then they get a blip against Norwich and then they go back to... rubbing it in. This is because I was slagging off Leeds yesterday, isn't it? This is what happens when you slag off Leeds.
Leeds was the other day. I think yesterday Brighton and Hove Albion were getting a smacking off.
Of course, and then we're all getting smacked off them now during the week.
Also, Tony the Greenkeeper, very happy that it's nearly Friday. And Northside Tony is contemplating a second bowl of porridge because he's just back in from a walk with his dog.
You do it. You treat yourself. Don't let anyone stop you.
And says it's blooming cold out there.
It is blooming cold, yeah. We were all just moaning just the seconds ago when R.E.M. were doing their thing. We were all moaning about it. Hot or wet and cold. How can it be wet and cold? Normally when it's wet, it's not so cold. But today it's wet and it's cold.
Scientific we were. By the way, Northside Tony threw in a little countdown to Christmas thing.
You're a jackass, Northside Tony. You're a jackass.
By the way, you were wondering what the hell Greg in Ballinasloe would be doing. Apparently he's a chemical engineer in a pharma company in Athlone.
Wow, this fella's the most fascinating man we have ever known. Like, every single one of his texts reveals a whole different life. He is the most fascinating texter.
He sounds way too intelligent to be listening to us anyway.
So this is the fella that
I'd say we're part of some weird social experiment he's doing in that pharmaceutical company.
And everything finishes with a laughing face. Just out for a run at 4:30 in the morning. Laughing face. Well done, Jim. I didn't mind what you were saying at all. Laughing face. What do you work at? I'm a chemical engineer in a pharmaceutical company. I tell you, I don't know what this fella does be up to.
There's there's Jerry from Sheriff YC that we met.
Oh, there
Remember
you go.
When we were out and about in the credit union?
Yeah.
He's off to Tenerife for the weekend.
Oh, feck you, Jerry. Feck you anyway. We liked you once.
See that? It was all very nice. Yeah. Oh, Jerry, got to remember him well. He's off to Tenerife.
But I tell you why he's an Elch. Because he is. Because he wasn't even going to text us, I bet you, until we just said, it's cold and it's wet and it's wet and it's cold. And then all of a sudden he goes, must let the lads know I'm off to Tenerife. They'll love that.
Also, Elf Terry's been back on to say happy Thursday and to say well done to Abby winning the Pepsi Max Champions League competition.
She wins everything.
Good God.
Yeah, well done,
Abby. Does that mean she gets the goal and all? I assume she does.
The Champions. Sure, no, Terry can just pick up the phone and ring Sepp Blatter. Say, here, listen, I have a bit of dirt on you there. Get us a few tickets. Terry knows everyone in football.
We've a new... There's Comial checking in to have a good day.
Oh, yeah, that's Comial. Yesterday we were chatting, calling them Comial.
That's right. There's me thinking it was a chef thing. It's actually to do with the Russian sickle.
The hammer and sickle, yeah. There you go. So morning to you, Comial. Nice to have you along.
Absolutely. Listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Today we've got more Lionel Richie tickets for you to win. We'll be playing Who's on the Lionel again, of course. Breakfast table quiz still there if you're feeling Elf Terry-ish about it and you want to have your home resplendent in €2,000 worth of Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of person you are, but we'd love to be the people to do it for you. Or at least Jim would. You've never seen anyone relish the reading of a prize so much.
It's just a lot.
I know it's a lot. Yeah.
Now, because I wouldn't, like, I don't even have a front garden, so how could I do? I couldn't do reindeer and penguins and polar bears and all.
See, that's it. All I'm saying is, if it was up to me, I would say €2,000 worth of Christmas decorations. I'd leave it there. But Jim goes on, they have reindeers. They have penguins.
They have lights. To be honest with you. I saw a couple of deer on the drive in this morning. There was a couple of deer at the side of the road looking out.
Yeah.
And then they went back in again. It's great. I tell you, to be fair, it's so dark on the drive down.
But they're not your Christmas decorations.
No, they're real life deer that live up there. Oh my God, they're not your Christmas decorations. But the great thing is, the road is so dark that thankfully the glint off their eyes gives you a bit of warning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't run them over is what I'm saying.
So who put the Christmas decorations in their eyes then?
No, but... Oh, for... So the other stuff that's going on today, the hit bit is happening.
Jeepers.
What else have we got?
You win those
I
live
tell you, speaking of Christmas, I think we're going to catch up with our chief scout, Elf.
Oh,
ahead of tomorrow, just to make sure
today,
that...
you ever checking in with
him tomorrow's
today.
When he has his first conversation with one of the kids.
Head Elf, live from the North Pole, will be checking in with us today. Yeah.
So that's on the way as well. In fact, I might tell him about the fact that I saw a couple of deer today. Well, he'd understand.
Yeah, he will understand. Unlike you. And I'll want to know the answers as well. He's the exact person I'll be saying, who in the name of God has put Christmas decorations in those deer's eyes?
Oh, Lord help us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. Huey Lewis from the news, stuck with you. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Glad you stuck with us. See what I did there? Amazing. 30 odd years of broadcasting went into that.
Did it into you?
Oh, yeah.
Into you being stuck with me?
No, into, you know, being able to do that link there.
Yeah.
You know, come out with that cheesy line. That doesn't just, you know, roll off. You need to put a lot of effort into that stuff.
Definitely do, yeah.
I tell you, it's impressive.
And how bad does it feel that you finally did it and you were standing there looking at me?
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, just like Dee O'Malley. Dee wants us to say hi to her 6-year-old son, Alfie. Alfie!
Hey!
Good morning to you.
Good morning, fella. Now!
Actually, speaking of being stuck with you.
Yes.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Sometimes, you know. Sometimes there can be great times, but sometimes there can be a row.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, that
even
happens.
In the greatest of relationships.
In all relationships, be it friendships or, well, real relationships, I suppose. And that's what you're talking about when you're living with someone and looking up their nose every day. I'm trying not to lead and kill them. You know, that's what relationships are, isn't it?
Looking up their nose and trying not to kill them.
To a huge degree. If you don't stop breathing loud now, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to... Jesus Christ. You have to breathe so loud, do you? You know, that, you know the way you have these fights? Fights that you have in a relationship you wouldn't have anywhere else. That's what
that's
you
true,
do.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you know that sort of thing. Did you, what are you talking about?
You know what they say, PJ, you always hurt the one you love.
Yeah, because they're there. You know what I mean? And they do it to you. It's the nonsense of it all. Mm. Jesus, you have to, did you put the... did you put a near empty can of milk back in the fridge?
Yeah.
I'm going to. Now what time is the shop? Get down the shop. I swear I'm going to smack you in the face with a brush handle. I'm going to batter you with a dog.
Wow. It's a picture of domestic bliss you paint.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason, I suppose, that nobody won't tolerate my nonsense. But anyway, they've compiled a list of reasons why couples argue, right?
Right.
And there's not much point in going through the list as a whole because I didn't really have it. But there's a few reasons at the top, and that's all that matters. So, number one, you have to guess what it is. It's a chronic lack of sleep. That's the number one thing that causes couples to have an argument. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
The pressures
of
everyday
life. It's not even about somebody doing something. It's just if you yourself haven't had enough sleep, you're just going to take it out on your other half.
Come here. Nobody is breathing to annoy you, right? You
Fair
know what
point.
I mean? It has to be about something else. When you're looking at someone going, Stop breathing. Stop it. Stop breathing loud. Stop that now or I'm going to throw me tea at the roof if you don't stop it. You know, that's not about the person who's breathing.
That's about you.
The person is literally doing what they need to do to survive. Yeah. And you're getting angry about it. There has to be something underneath it all. Yeah, and the number one reason is lack of sleep in relationships.
That makes sense. Because you're at the end of your tether.
You're at the end of your tether.
Funny enough now, just a fair warning. I had a wodgeous night's sleep last night.
Well, I haven't been sleeping well this week at all, yeah.
Great.
So we're there. We're going to tear strips off each other now. Wait, you see. We'll be walking out of here wearing each other's clothes because we'll be in such a panic after having a row. We won't know what to be putting back on. So a study of 2,000 adults, they found that nearly half are more likely to become argumentative after a bad night's sleep.
Yeah.
So even if you're argumentative anyway, you're more likely. So the research found that the average person will just get 6.5 hours sleep a night now. That's the way, there's pressures on modern life. Especially if you have kids and all. If you're like Mike there, he only takes 6.5 hours a week, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In installments.
Some people get less than 4 hours a night. That's probably you, Mike, is it? With the kids and the whole lot, yeah. Mm. The stress of them and all, you know. Remember when he was a happy-go-lucky hipster coming in here?
Yeah, yeah.
Then he had two kids.
Polishing his avocados.
Yeah, now he's coming in and he's bragging because he got a short for a tenner. You know? Yeah. different life. Different lifestyles, you know. Things change. You know, one day you're sitting there, you're going, look at the lunch
coffee
I made. Look, lads, chorizo with avocado and all. And
organically and ethically sourced.
Freshly cut sushi for breakfast. Remember that? Now he's like, look at that. Got that short for a tenner. Got a pink one as well, he says. Yeah. This is the different things. The way life changes. The way life comes at you like a train.
Oh, my God.
And there
God
he is. So that's why. No sleep. So
is that what it is? No sleep.
Sleep. So poor night's sleep doesn't only result in a short temper. 42% say because they get a poor night's sleep, they become less productive in their daily lives. That leads to frustration, which of course leads to even worse sleep again.
Right.
So their decision making is worsened. So it's really detrimental to our health.
This is all part of the relationship thing now.
Well, this is just another sort of
kick. Every aspect of your life.
Yeah, this is another kick on it. You know what I mean? Basically, a lack of sleep is really bad for your life.
Yeah.
In general, your entire life. You know, so
but they just happened to frame it in the course of a relationship.
And, well, I suppose what happened here was they went to find out what's the biggest cause of frustration in a relationship. Found out it was sleep, and then they realised that that's actually one of the biggest causes of trouble in your life,
in
regardless. Yeah.
Full stop.
But they did say that. Other people, like hunger is another one. If you're hungry. The old hangriness kicks in, you know.
Yeah.
I've had that.
I do. Yeah.
You know,
if it gets
in
really bad, because especially like if you're say, making dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for somebody to arrive, right, say coming home from work or whatever, and you're absolutely starving. And all they've done is walk in. And, what time? Yeah. All right. You made it, did you? I see you made it. Yeah, obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just, you know, dinner's made. Yeah, great. I'm here now. Yeah.
What's wrong with that? What happened? Did you sleep or something?
They walked into a storm.
Or what happened? Used to happen to me was, you know, I get my own food, right?
Right.
I'd be in a relationship, but I'm not dealing with your food. I'm dealing with my food. You know what I mean? So I'd have two things I'd be looking forward to. Maybe I'd have two turkey burgers in the fridge.
Right.
And I'd be really looking forward to them. You know, the day I'd be like, I'm just can't wait to get back and meal me two turkey burgers in the fridge. You know what I mean? And you go in, you open the fridge, there's one there. But did you eat my did you eat that there in the fridge? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had one of
what
those
about
burgers.
Share.
Did you? Yeah. You had one, did you? It's just I was planning on eating them for me dinner. You know?
Right.
Oh, the disappointment. And then I'd be going around the house just looking for something to horse to eat. There you go. Just them box of chocolates for your father. They're gone. Forget about them. You'll be buying them again tomorrow. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. No, whatever.
So
it boils
down to the basics.
If you want to share, what are you on about sharing? Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop. Would you want some chips? No, I'll just have some of yours. You won't, you know.
Yeah.
You won't. I'm going to buy two chips and I'm going to eat 1.5 chips. And you're going to do whatever you like to your half. Right? And if you put your fingers on my plate, I tell you something. Neither of us are going to sleep for a week.
Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tracy Galway reckons that she's come, she's finally understood why you have the, you know, your deep love of animals as opposed to people. It's because they don't affect your food. They don't come and take anything off your plate.
Well,
although I'd say if they were left to their own devices.
Mind you, I have been known. It's not a bad point.
And somebody else compared
been known to share
Joey
me dinner
friends.
With a dog. You know what I mean?
Voluntarily share it with the dog, but with not, the dog. With a, not with a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, the old dog.
Give us a chip.
Oh,
you certainly will not get a chip.
Yeah.
Here you go. There you go. Lilo.
Yeah, that's for me and me and Lilo now.
Yeah.
There you go, the good girl. Good girl.
Why have you had to give him the dog?
Shut up, yeah. We're having a moment.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Loads still to come. The hit, but of course, on the way very shortly. 087-188-0008. If you fancy having a go, let us know you want to play. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you fancy having a crack at it. Also, the chance to win the Lionel Richie tickets. And of course, we are going to catch up with our head scout elf.
Yeah.
Ahead of him talking to some lucky boy or girl tomorrow.
Dear, oh dear.
So it's all going to be very exciting. Just going to check in and just make sure everything's going to plan according to, going according to plan ahead of that.
Yeah, he seems like a very organised fella. He never stopped talking about work there the other day.
I'll tell you something, he seems very, he seems quite forceful, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't shy about taking you and me a peg down a peg
absolutely,
or two, that's for
yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, ahead of all of that, a little bit of showbiz news, I suppose you could call it, or complete madness.
It's madness. It's ridiculous madness it is. We were talking only, I think it was on Monday, because I don't think Jim was here. Remember, he pulled a funny sicky thing.
Unbelievable.
So we were talking about the...
it was a day's holiday.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, it was a day's holiday, wasn't it? It was very late to be calling in a day's holiday. Why were you sick on your holidays? Anyway, we were talking there on Monday about Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
We were selling our jacket and our pants from Greece for like over 300 and something thousand quid. Mad money. Absolute mad money. And then myself and Mike were, actually was me and Mike, you're right, I thought it was you for a while. We were going through another list of things that were sold for hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands when it came to clothes and that. But it's sort of hit a new high or a new low. It really depends which way you're looking at it. So Michael Jackson's iconic moonwalk socks. You know the ones he wears in the Billie Jean, the famous Billie Jean performance in Motown 25. You know that one?
Yeah.
There he's on stage doing this.
White, slightly glittery.
Crystal covered stockings. Mm. Oh my God. White and glittery. Who are you?
They look white and glittery from a distance.
Absolute pop music philistine. they're crystal covered stockings or whatever they're called. Anyway. They're going for auction expected.
They just look like a pair of white socks and he's wearing slip-ons. I mean,
yeah, he's wearing slip-on shoes and white socks.
You know, I'm sorry.
Essentially.
Effectively, like, looks a scanger. I mean,
he does, yeah, he hit the nail there. He looks like a scanger. He does, he's alright now. You know what I mean? You know, them lads who went to school and didn't care how they looked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The lads with their tie cut in half and everything. Do you know
exactly.
What all right, miss, what's the stuff? So there you go. Those socks are set to make $1 million. $1 million at auction.
So for a pair of socks.
For a pair of socks. New Jersey-based auction company, right, are selling them. And it's from a guy who used to be his manager, Frank DeLeo. He was his manager from 1984 to 1989, apparently. He's not around anymore, so it's the Frank DeLeo auction.
Right.
But it comes with a certificate of authenticity and his wife, and a letter from his wife saying they're real. A letter from Frank's
Mrs.
Yeah, saying Michael Jackson's socks are real.
You'd wonder
if she stands to make a few
quid. Very authentic.
Yeah, very authentic, yeah.
Since Frank's not around and she's probably in charge of the estate.
I know! Jim is selling Bono's t-shirts and it's signed by his other half has signed the t-shirts.
That's Bono's.
Absolutely Bono's t-shirts. He was wearing them around here.
That's bananas.
Actually, Jim is selling Daniel Day-Lewis's trousers.
Yeah.
You know the way, because they're old mates.
Yeah. He handed them to me once.
Yeah.
In a bar.
And if you don't believe that, ask his missus. That's essentially what this boils down to.
It is, it's ludicrous.
It's what it boils down to. But anyway, £1 million for a pair of socks. And it's like, you know, if that's what they're expecting, it will surpass
And I mean, just
that. It always does.
No, it's not practical. I mean, they probably don't wash well or anything.
No. God of the day.
And many outfits are you going to have that are going to go with crystal-covered socks anyway? I mean, you'd have maybe the one night-out type jacket that might work with it. But other than that...
Have you got the jacket that goes with me socks? That's what I imagine. And I tell you, it's like, it really does, you know, the Christmas markets are opening up now again.
Yeah.
So you'll see them all out. Spot socks, 6 for €1. You see
exactly.
All that. And you can get.
And to be honest with you, with the amount of nylon in them, they'll be nearly as sparkly as crystal covered anyway.
I'm telling you, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what
they
make.
Bit of rayon always goes a long way.
Don't know what they make them out. I took a few of them pairs of socks off and my feet glued down in the dark. After it. So
exactly.
And it cost
me
€1.
Exactly.
€1.
And that was six pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means, you know, Why these? I meant to it's not even hygienic, one pair of socks.
I mean, I glow in the dark feet for about a month because of that euro. And now you get 1 million quid for a pair of Georgie old socks that belong to someone before you get
absolutely shocking.
And I'd sooner buy Olivia Newton-John's jacket.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hitbit! Yeah, €530 on the classic Hitbit this morning. The all new, brand new classic Hitbit, of course, which sounds exactly like this. It sounds like that because that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to give it to you this morning. So, first on the line, I suppose we'll get straight into it. It's going to be Helen in Limerick. How are you, Helen?
Hi, good morning, PJ. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad at all, Helen. How are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm getting on great. I mean, you sound very lively in the morning. You're waking up the Irish people. I'm loving it.
Oh, all right. Well, I tell you something. That's a nice... You're giving me compliments and I'm trying to find out how you are. Thank you, Helen.
I tell you something. Helen's on form this morning, isn't she?
Yeah. What's your plans for the day, Helen?
I'm on form until you deflate me.
Not at all. But mind you, Helen...
She turned on that one fairly quick.
I hope you're prepared to be whistle-sucked.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We forgot about our whistle.
Now that we know what Magic Mike is really... That's his condition, Helen. That's what it's officially called. It's a medical condition. He can't stop himself.
Okay, is this another one they've made up?
Yeah.
I don't know if we made this one up, did we?
No, this is legit.
They'll bring a vaccination out for that one, baby.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Don't you mind them, Helen. They're only talking rubbish.
Go on, Helen, have a stab at it. We'll try and get you some cash. What do you think?
We'll have a stab. Is it YMCA, the village people?
Who knows?
Oh,
what do you
classic.
Think?
Classic. That'd be great.
It's a great tune, all right. But, Helen, I'm so sorry. It is wrong. It's not right. But, Helen... There's no need to feel down, I said, Helen.
I have a great day.
Pick yourself off the ground, I said, Helen. There's no need to be unhappy, Helen.
Oh, very good.
Your own song, Helen.
You brought the best out of him, Helen.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care of yourself. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I enjoyed that one.
I have to say, that was good fun.
Yeah.
Well, he's on top whistle suck sore form this morning. Right, so Anthony in Cork. How are you, Anthony?
How are you,
lads?
How are you getting on?
Not bad at all,
Super.
Anthony. How are you getting on, more importantly?
All good.
All good. What's the day have in store for you?
On the way to work now, just pull over on the side of the road there.
Yeah, the amount of people that pull in on the side of the road wait for this call, I tell you.
Yeah.
You reckon you have a crack for us, do you, Anthony?
We're nearly waiting to get whistle sucked at this point.
Yeah.
Here we go, another whistle sucked victim on the way.
Have a go, so, Anthony.
It's Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart.
Right, the Rhythm of My Heart. Mike.
Ooh, has not been guessed before. Is it right? Anthony, let me tell you. Ooh, I'd say the Rhythm of Your Heart. It's beating like a drum. But it's wrong, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was doing so well.
Yeah.
Anthony, he was doing so well.
He needed to commit more to the singing, didn't he?
He did.
He wasn't as sure what rhythm on my heart.
He's not as confident with the old...
Back to what works. Anthony, there's no need to be down, I said. Anthony.
Anthony, listen.
Well done for having a go. Keep at it. Don't give up on it. Cheers, man. Have a good day.
Anthony, have a good
take
one.
Care of yourself.
Oh, that's gas, isn't it? He's so comfortable with the camp anthems, but when it comes to
that's it,
Rod and all, he's not the same. Yeah,
very good. Nice. Well done, Michael. Good whistle sucking this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
It was great. So there you go. 20-5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. Who knows if he'll whistle suck you or not.
Just 9 minutes past eight. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits on this Friday's Eve. Thursday, November 7th. Loads still to come. The chance to win the Lionel Richie tickets that we have here every day this week. Only officially going on sale tomorrow, of course. So we still have the breakfast table quiz, some... fantastic prizes on that. €2,000's worth of amazing Christmas decorations we have up for grabs on that. And ahead of all of us...
Oh, it is ridiculous, but here we are. It's actually, you know something? Everybody knows what the Grinch I am, but when we were talking to Head Elf the other day, I can't... There's a little bit of magic in it. I couldn't help but get
Even
a little bit
you.
Excited. I got a little
it's a bit
excited.
Like, it's a bit like the actual Grinch, like that, you know... your heart is starting to actually swell back to normal size.
He's a gas, man. I didn't think he'd be as funny a fella as he was. He was a really nice fella to talk to.
Just in case you missed out on it, right, this is what it's all about. Basically, we're celebrating on Pust's magical elf on the shelf stamp and postcard packs this week. And the idea is that these feature six postcards depicting the Christmas adventures of the much-loved elf on the shelf and six specially designed €1 stamps. And the idea is you'll also get a magical Christmas message from your Scout elf delivered by OnPust. So if you want to find out more about those packs, you can check them out online if you go to onpust.com/Christmas. But to celebrate, we have been given a very exclusive opportunity. We have been given a direct line to none other than the head Scout elf. So the way this works is all of the elves on the shelves, if you know what I mean, that do their job in the lead up to Christmas, basically report back to this guy. This is the main man.
He knows exactly what every kid in Ireland's been doing, this guy.
Exactly. And of course, he has the ear of the big guy.
Yeah, big Santa man himself. Yeah.
So now our first opportunity, the idea is that if you want to get your child to speak to our head Scout elf, right, the idea is that you need to text or WhatsApp, actually. If you WhatsApp the word elf and your name to us on 087-188-0008, we'll certainly put you forward. But ahead of it tomorrow, we're going to do it for the first time tomorrow. We just want to check that everything is still okay and that he's still
How's it going?
I'm great. Good to talk to you again. What's going on?
Well, we just wanted to check in to make sure that everything was still okay ahead of tomorrow. You're still in good form. You're still happy to do it for us.
I am 100% in great form, lads. I'm ready and raring to go to speak to the children of Ireland, that great nation of yours.
Fantastic. All right. Can I ask you now, just before we get in, I know there's a long time left before Christmas, but have the children of Ireland been behaving themselves in a general sense?
The children of Ireland have been fantastic so far, right? But we're a long way in, lads, right? So we have to keep that up. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Consistency is the key.
Consistency. You're dead right, Jim. You're dead right. Consistency is the key.
Right. Can I just ask you, just before we start talking about the kids and all that sort of stuff, how's your own sort of day going at the moment? I know, because obviously we're getting towards a very busy time. Do you ever get a chance to relax at all? Do you?
Yeah, well, around this time in the morning now, I read the North Pole Times. I kind of chill out, have me cup of coffee. I have a 9 o'clock with Santa and another couple of the elves. So to get prepared for that, just write a few things.
The North Pole Times.
The North Pole Times, yeah. It's the main paper here, yeah.
Brilliant. Anything particular? Is it always concerned with Christmas related?
It'll be mostly Christmas stories, yeah.
Right,
A bit of politics involved in it as well, obviously. Well, there'll be a bit of politics, like everywhere.
Right.
No different than the North Pole.
Yeah.
I'm reading a couple of stories here, actually. One interesting one, actually. Actually, might suit you guys, because it's about Ireland.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, Mrs. Brown's Boys. You know Mrs. Brown's Boys?
On the television, yeah.
Yeah, apparently, right, it's going to be the most watched TV show Christmas special on Christmas Day, which obviously is a big thing for me, because after the Christmas Eve shenanigans and all that, we get to chill out on Christmas Day and watch a bit of TV with Santa and Mrs. Claus and all the rest of it.
Do you know something? Funny you should mention that. But you know that our PJ had once got a Christmas special of
you
the
serious?
Young. Of
well,
the
I tell you, last year actually I watched a Christmas special. And it was the worst thing, I swear now, it was the worst thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, really?
I was
really
disappointed.
What was it?
What one were you in, PJ?
The Young Offenders.
Right. Anyway, we'll move on there, will we? Anyway, Mrs. Brown's Boys apparently is going to be... It was PJ. That was a desperate thing. And Santa Claus said the same.
He said,
I can't believe this is on the telly, he said.
Oh my god.
Said,
wow. That's sorry about that, PJ.
Santa said that.
Santa, he said, oh, he said, what is this?
What?
That's what he said.
I'm actually...
You could end up on the naughty list now because that Christmas special is so
people
bad.
Are going to ask me why I don't like Christmas again. I'm literally getting it live from the North Pole.
No, but we
that watched. Santa thinks I'm a tosser. Do you know what I mean? Unbelievable.
We watched the series. We thought that was very good, but I don't know what you were thinking there.
Oh
anyway,
my God.
I'm reading another story as well. Do you want to know something else, lads?
I'm not sure, Mr. Elf.
No, it's not about TV. Don't worry, PJ. It's about your Christmas tree, right? and the ratio of baubles and lights, which I thought was very good.
That's actually very important.
Oh, very important. Yeah.
Right, so have a listen to this, right? If you get it, this is what the North Pole Times article says, right?
Right.
If you have a 3-foot Christmas tree this year, the ratio should be 50 bulbs to 20 baubles.
Right.
So a 3-foot tree.
That's for three.
What size of tree will you have, PJ? But this is a matter of interest.
I don't really do...
Sorry?
I don't really get... I normally don't have a Christmas tree.
Why?
It's a Mr. Elf. You're giving me your...
This is kind of different.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Elf. I'm letting you down in every kind of way, apparently.
My name is Head Elf, but anyway, we let that slide for a second. If you have a 5-foot tree, 120 baubles to 40 baubles, and then if you, PJ, if you want a 7-foot tree this year, Jim, will you be cutting yours down in Wicklow?
I will, yeah. Mine will be about 10 or 12 foot, I'd say.
Oh my God, I don't even have the stats for that. But a 7-foot tree, 400 bulbs! To 75 baubles.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll work it out. So listen, before we let you go, we're all good, it's all sorted. We're going to be talking to one of the fabulous children of Ireland tomorrow on the show, for sure, yeah?
Absolutely for sure, yeah.
Brilliant.
I can't wait for it, yeah.
Excellent. Listen, thank you so much for that. I absolutely enjoyed your television review.
That was my favourite bit.
You
had a couple of jokes?
Why not?
First joke. Young Offenders Christmas Special. I'm joking! Right, now, what are you missing? What happens to elves when they behave naughtily?
I don't know what.
Santa gives them the sack.
Oh.
Now, that's not a joke, because that actually happens the odd time. But my joke is, what kind of music do elves listen to? Rap! As in WRAP, just in case you didn't get it.
Right, listen, Head Scout Elf, it's been a pleasure as always. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, okay?
It's been deadly, lads. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Mr. Elf. Oh, God.
I'd say something.
Jokes like that, and he's slightly young offenders.
I thoroughly enjoyed
it. I know
that
you
was
did.
One of my most favourite conversations.
Yeah, I have to say, he cheered me up.
So listen, if you wanted to be your child, your boy or girl who speaks to our Head Scout Elf, he's the Head Scout Elf of all elves on the shelf, okay? Then you need to text or WhatsApp the word elf and your name and details to 087-188-0008. And as I say, all with thanks to the On Post's magical Elf on the Shelf stamp and postcard packs. Which are you can check out online on post.com/Christmas. I thoroughly enjoyed that, I have to say.
Yeah, you seem to get a kick out of it, all right.
Yeah, Mr. Kyrie here at Classic Hits, almost 8:22. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, of course, is the way we like to think about it. What are you giggling about?
I just got a text from my car.
Right. A text from your car?
I just got a text from my... I didn't even know I could do that.
Unbelievable.
A text from the car saying...
From your Batmobile.
To remind you that the car is now 34 days overdue its service. I'm like...
Oh my God.
Yeah, well you're going
See the sort of posh car he drives.
It's not a bad motor, I'm telling you that much.
Unbelievable.
But I tell you something, if I hadn't known it was going to be giving me this much grief... You know what I mean?
That's incredible, yeah.
The fact that it texts you all the time...
You're getting nagged by your car.
It does nag you.
That's incredible.
You've left the doors unlocked. It texts you that. It gets all snotty with you. You've left the doors unlocked.
Bloomin' heck.
You didn't change the time. It keeps texting you stuff, giving out a bit.
Your car's better than my house.
I don't think so. I don't think it is. It's just a feature.
A bit of Lionel in the background, because we're going to give you the chance to win right now. We're going to give you the chance to pick up tickets to go along and see Lionel Richie 6th of June at St. Anne's Park of 2020. It is the Hello 2020 tour. Tickets officially going on sale at 9 a.m. tomorrow for this gig. But every day this week we've had them for you to win before you can buy them. It's all about who's on the Lionel. Bit different this morning, PJ.
Little bit different this morning. So as opposed to hearing Lionel Richie talk to someone on the phone, this time you're going to hear a clip from a movie. And there's two voices in it. So today we need to know who's the owners. Who are those two people?
Correct.
Who owns those two voices that you hear in this clip?
Yeah, who are the two people on the Lionel?
Who are the two people on the Lionel? The way I should have put it. That's why Jim is a lifer at this. And why I'm having an argument with a car.
A lifer.
That's why I'm fighting with a car.
Yeah.
And Jim.
We're like the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been known to get a few. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I've been known to get a few things.
Who are the two people on the Lionel here?
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto.
Are you ready, Jim?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is. Show me the money.
Oh.
What a movie.
Great movie.
Like, we can say the name of the movie. It doesn't give it away. Jerry Maguire. The movie is Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So there's two actors on that phone call in that movie.
That's what
and what a movie it is, I have to say. I Belter. Snivelled. Snivelled. I nearly had a row with the television over it.
The teletext you to say it was on. Teletext. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Anyway, if you know who they are, who the two actors are, you want to pick up tickets to see Lionel Richie 6th of June at St. Anne's Park next summer. Officially going on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. Just get your answer and your name into us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Groove Jet from Spiller here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 19 minutes to 9 o'clock. I suppose we should really give out a winner for our Lionel Richie tickets, PJ.
We absolutely should, yeah. It's going to be Trish Tobin and Wicklow this time around. So well done, Trish. The tickets are yours. Our second last set of tickets that we're giving away this week for the king himself, Lionel Richie.
And, of course, it was Cuba Gooding Jr. and Tom Cruise.
That was it, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
They
the people
the
who
people.
Are on the Lionel. Yeah, the people on the Lionel. Cuba Gooding Jr. and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, from Jerry Maguire. So well done, Trish Tobin and Wicklow. Winner of a pair of Lionel Richie tickets for the gig next summer, 6th of June at St. Anne's Park. The Hello 2020 tour. Tickets officially going on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. As PJ said, we've one final set for you to win tomorrow, so stick with us for that. By the way, what's the story with all of the horses?
I don't know what's going on. Horses have taken a turn around Ireland today, in the west anyway, yeah. Haven't they?
Because Clare Galway earlier on, what was it, Oran Mór, was it?
Yeah, there was horses on the road. Are they gone now? We don't know.
They're gone, I think.
They're gone. So they
I think
finally
that was
cleared.
There was loads of them.
Yeah, there was loads of them. So we were going to put the word out, so if anyone's seen them or wanted to contact us, let us know what was going on. But they're gone. That's been cleared. The guards cleared the area. It turns out, on the Headford Road now, there's another horse loose.
Has rocked up.
Another horse has rocked out and is on the Headford Road, so in Galway as well. So, listen, if you're in the area,
I don't know what's going on with the animals.
We don't know what's going on with the animals. They've gone a bit spare. Let us know if you can see it. If you're in the area, we'd love to talk to you, by the way. So give us a shout. Yeah. Let us know what's
and of
going
course,
on.
I saw a couple of deer on the road when I was driving to work
you
today.
You did, the ones with decorations in their eyes, yeah.
I just said your headlights glint on their eyes. That's how you, so you can see them. It's great.
Yeah.
So that you don't knock them down or anything. You know, you see them peeking out from the
bushes.
I'm assuming they were going home after a big night out or something.
That scared the life out of me. You see, I'm not cut out for the rural life at all, man. If I was driving, I saw two eyes looking out of a bush.
Well, it was four because there was two deer.
Well, then I think there was two people hiding in the bush. How did you know they were deers?
Well, because when I got closer, I could see they were standing there at the side of the road.
Could you see their eyes only, or could you see their...
From a distance far away.
You saw their eyes.
You know the way cat's eyes on a road, you know, the things in the middle of the road.
Yeah, but they're not there in the middle of the road. Yeah,
yeah, these were off to the side, and you catch the glint, and then you slow down, and you realise, and you know what I mean?
I wouldn't, if I saw eyes in a bush, I wouldn't be slowing down, I'd be speeding up. I'd be speeding up and going on like a bat out of hell I would if I saw eyes in a bush.
Eyes in a bush.
Especially the only reflective eyes in a bush, I wouldn't be slowing down for anything.
Yeah.
I would think it was the devil himself hiding in the bush on his mate.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Or that little Christmas head elf or something, I'd be terrified. After the grief I got off him earlier on, I'll be gone like a light.
So what's, yeah, something's going on. The animals are coming out.
Yeah, they're coming out. So I don't know what's going on with the horses in Galway anyway today.
Yeah.
So let us know if
that
you're in
the woods.
Yeah, and if you see noise in the bush, don't call us, call the guards. I'd be very surprised if only person I all know that's happy with eyes in the bush is Jim McCabe. Only person I know that slows down for eyes in the bush. Have a look at him, Jim McCabe.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, here's what it's all about. We're giving you the chance to win an incredible Christmas decoration prize worth $2,000 with thanks to McD's Christmas Shop. If you love Christmas, you love McD's Christmas Shop. Here's what you get, okay? Luxury 7.5-foot Christmas tree, all the tree decorations and lights. You get a premium train set for under the tree. Going old school, I like it. An outdoor decorative Christmas reindeer, decorative Christmas penguin and decorative Christmas polar bear. Plus a whole lot more as well. And of course, all of this celebrating McD's Christmas shops located in Galway, Athlone, Ennis and Loughrea. And also online, mcds.ie. Free nationwide delivery, by the way, if you do order online. And of course, the brand new store in the iconic Galway Crystal building. So to celebrate that, they've started their massive Christmas half-price sale this week and given us this fantastic prize to give to you.
So there you go. But 10 is the score to beat. Now, we equaled it yesterday, but unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. We got to go King of the Hill style on Breakfast Table Quiz. And Jackie is going to look to get 11 this morning. How are you, Jackie in Cork? What's the crack?
Hi, PJ, how are you?
I'm all good, thanks very much. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks. Just stuck in traffic.
Oh, brilliant. No happier place.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, whereabouts are you stuck in traffic? In Cork City?
I am, yeah.
Right, so near the tunnel or anything like that, like, that's where all the traffic is, apparently, isn't it? If you're a job, that's what they tell you anyway.
Exactly, no, you're right, yeah.
Right, well, so listen,
that's a problem, yeah.
As long as you stay stuck for the next 60 seconds so we can ask you these questions, and as long as you end up with at least 11 correct answers, then all will be good. Are you ready to go, Jackie?
Yeah.
Best of luck, here we go.
Arachnophobia is the fear of what?
Spiders.
Which of the planets in our solar system is closest to the sun?
I don't know, Uranus? I don't know.
Mercury, which football team won the first Premier League title in 1992?
I don't know.
Manchester United, what is the capital city of Canada?
Skip.
Ottawa, in sailing, what term refers to the front of a boat?
Starboard?
The bow, what was the nationality of the famous artist and inventor Leonardo da Vinci?
I don't know.
Italy, Italian, what does the term IQ stand for in relation to human knowledge?
Oh God, I don't know.
Intelligence quotient, what title is given to the wife of a duke?
Justice?
Yeah, how long is a presidential term in Ireland?
4 years.
7 years. Who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Where does the British Prime Minister live?
Downing Street, 10 Downing Street.
What currency is used in Japan?
The yen.
Yeah, what Irish boxer won gold in the 1992 Olympics?
Something, I don't know.
It was Michael Carruth.
Right.
And I actually read the first question wrong, and she gave the right answer to my wrong question, so you get that one. So there you go.
So we're going to give you double points for that one.
Yeah.
For being able to read PJ's mind.
But yeah, it was supposed to say acrophobia, and I said arachnophobia. So she said spiders, which is actually the right answer. So.
Right, so with double points for that one, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers. Well done, Jackie.
No worries, Jackie. They were a bit funny questions for you, in fairness today.
I thought a few of them were a bit sticky now, I'm going to say. I thought a few of them were a bit sticky today.
I thought IQ for intelligence quotient was a hard one, but maybe that says more about my IQ than the question, so it's hard to know.
Anyway, Jackie, hopefully you get through the traffic. Thanks for playing with us. Cheers.
Thanks a million, guys.
See you, Jackie. Have a good one.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.